Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tesvav, Shammai Omer, having mekabel es kol adam besever panim yafos, that one should greet another fellow, another person, another individual with sever panim yafos, with a positive, approachable, happy countenance. And in a parallel statement in Avos Rabbi Nasan, Perek Yud Gimel, the Mishnah asks, how? How is one supposed to do that? Ketza? Melamed shenosan adam lechaver kol matanos tova shebolam. If you give your friend, your neighbor, your fellow, family member, all the good in the world, all the good physical things that exist, upanav kavushim ba'aretz, but your face is lowered to the ground, ma'alel avakasav kilu nasan l'klum, it's as if you have not given a present altogether. Aval ha'mekabel eschavero b'sefer panam yafos, if you greet your fellow with a happy, positive countenance, afilu lo nasan l'klum, even though you give your fellow nothing, Mala alavakasuv kilunasalo kalmatanos tovo shibaola. You could give nothing, but if you give a happy face, a smile, a good word, a kind statement, a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, that is the greatest present that you could give somebody. There's nothing that another individual is missing. Said over from the Bali Musar, some quote this name of Yaakov Kamenetsky, that every person's face is a reshus harabim. And whether you're sour, whether you're under and you're not feeling well, or you're depressed and down and melancholy, at the end of the day, it's not fair to put that on somebody else. Your face is in the presence of all. It's a reshus harabim. It's the public domain. You don't have the right to have a sour, downcast, unhappy face. It's well known. But Victor Miller Zatzal used to tell people, if you want to have a good judgment and you want to be successful in the coming year, you should smile. You should be happy. Savor panim yafos, because God thinks that He created a wonderful, terrific, fantastic world. And if you're walking around downtrodden, unhappy, melancholy, and sour, Shem says, well, what kind of advertisement are you for my world? It's as if you have a store and your employees are walking around down and unhappy. Well, the boss and the owner is going to say, I don't need you. You're not making things happy and positive. And the boss, the owner will say, I don't need your work. I'm not interested. I'm firing you. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says the same thing. If you're walking around unhappy and you're not mekabel other people a sefer panim yafos, I don't need you as my advertisement. And therefore, says Rabbi Victor Miller, be positive, be happy, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be happy with you as well. It's well known when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, the same thing is true. Giving tzedakah is not just handing a check, is not just giving over and delivering somebody money, but rather along with it comes a happy, positive demeanor, listening to the person, being mefayis them b'dvarav, taking them into your home and listening to what the ani has to say. If you do that, you're being mesameach somebody else, and that is what the Mishnah is referring to. It's an unbelievable statement of the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tov hamalbin shinaim lechavero yosim imashkehu cholov. It's better to give somebody the white of your teeth, meaning a smile. Lift up your face in a way that your lips and your face is showing the white of your teeth, more than giving a person milk to drink. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. V'laven shinaim echalav. You shouldn't talk it. You shouldn't refer to this pasuk, but rather libun shinaim. It's talking about the white of your teeth, meaning that you should give a person a happy, uplifting smile, positive countenance, and thus that is the way to approach your friend. As Shammai says, mekabel as kol adam besever panim yafos. This Mishnah is actually quite timely as we approach Shavuos and we read Megillas Rus. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph recounts that Boaz made a takana, and he was mesakein that you should be greet others sheyeshoel as shalom chaveru b'shem. You should greet another individual not just with a happy, positive countenance, but you should say the word shalom, as the pasuk says in Megillas Rus, Yivarechecha Hashem. Boaz greeted others with the statement, God should bless you, and then ultimately the kotzer responded and said, Hashem imachem. And from here, Boaz was mesakein, enacted that you should greet one also with the words shalom. Now, even though the classic codifiers of Jewish law, the Torah, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, don't codify this, and it's not quoted lahalacha, nonetheless, some of the contemporary poskim note, the Tshuvas von Hagos, or Moshe Sternbach, or Michal Shurkin, and the Harei Kadim, and El Hilcha Shavuos note, that this is the reason why we say it to somebody when we greet them, Shalom Aleichem, or Shabbat Shalom, or you start a letter with Baruch Hashem, is a fulfillment of the enactment of Boaz to greet others, Bishem. So there are two options. Number one, as the Mishnah tells us here, Shammai, to be makdim shalom l'chol adam, you should greet every person b'sever panim yafos, and as a kiyum, a fulfillment of takanas boaz, is to use the words shalom, shalom aleichem, shabbat shalom, when appropriate, of course, to fulfill the takana of boaz, even though it's not quoted by the Rambam, the Torah, or the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara says, Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, Amrulav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shaya Makdim Shalom Lechol Adam Afilu Lanachri Shabashok. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great sage, the outstanding disciple of Hillel HaZaken, of all people, was commonly able and was forthcoming with even the non-Jew and would say, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? He was Makdim Shalom. He was the first one walking in the street to say hello to somebody else. It's well known that the late Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha, had such a fond and warm relationship with many people in the city of Muncie, where he lived at the end of his life. But it's well known that the Mother Superior, there was a covenant and a nun and a large group that gathered across the street from Rabbi Yaakov. And Rabbi Yaakov was always the first to say to the Mother Superior, good morning, hello, how are you? And she always wondered, who is that fine rabbi who has such kind, gentle, and positive savior panim yafos? Rabbi Yaakov fulfilled not only what the Mishnah says in the name of Shammai, in terms of being mekabel as kol adam b'sever panim yafos, but also Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and being makdim shalom afilu lanachri, even to the non-Jew. It's an unbelievable story. Rabbi Moshe Scherer, the late leader of the Gudas Yisrael of America, would recount that he was a young student, Yeshiva Bacher in Torah Vadas, and he was asked by then, Mr. Mendelitz, as he was known, to take Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Baranovich Yeshiva, who was visiting America, to help him and go around collecting and raising funds for his yeshiva. And when Reb Scherer went to meet Reb Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikum Damam, he was murdered by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, in the Ninth Fort, he had a conversation. Reb Chanan quickly asked him that he wanted to learn a few words in English. And the few words, as is quoted in the biography of Reb Moshe Scherer, published by Art Scroll, were good morning, good evening, and hello. And he kept on repeating these words in the elevator, good morning, good evening, hello, to pronounce it properly. And there was a lot of time that Rabbi Chanan spent trying to say those words properly. And finally, Rabbi Scherer asked Rabbi Chanan, explain what's so critical, what's so important. Rabbi Chanan said, the most basic and the most simple and the most positive thing that you can do is to greet another person properly, b'sever panim yafos. And I don't know English well. That's not my first language. But I'm walking in the street and I'm in another country. I want to make sure that I'm able to greet others properly. And thus, he didn't feel comfortable leaving his apartment the first day until he had those three statements down, good morning, good evening, and hello. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zichron Lavracha, the Lareku Rosh Yeshiva, often would chastise his students when they would walk from one building to the other, and they wouldn't greet each other with a good morning. He would come down on them and say, that's no way to act as a Jew. Mekabel kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos means to say, hello, good morning, how are you? Shalom aleichem. It's well known, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter as well, the great leader of the Musar movement, founder of the Musar movement, similarly, would also tell Talmidim and teaches Talmidim about the importance of greeting others, saying hello to somebody else, and to treat another Jew properly, appropriately. Such a basic midah. And so often, unfortunately, it's something that's missing today, contemporarily in our society. In bigger cities sometimes, when we don't know each other, so we walk past each other, we don't even say good Shabbos. It's such a critical component and such basic decency to greet somebody else. If you're walking on the street, whether you know the person or not, at least lift your face, a smile, show your shinaim, show the white of your teeth. If you can do even more and say, hello, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon. You don't realize the simcha, the joy that this brings another person, how good it makes another human being feel. It's such a basic and such a simple thing to do, but on the other hand, it's such a powerful, powerful thing to do. The Chazon Ish, it's quoted, would Dafka wear glasses on the street before going out? Even though some are choshesh, you shouldn't see certain things. But the Chazon Ish said, I want to make sure that I can respond to somebody who says hello to me. If somebody says, hi, how are you? How are you doing? What's new? What's the latest? Chazon Ish said, I want him to make sure that I'm able to say and greet somebody properly and appropriately, and thus the Chazon Ish would put on his glasses before he would leave the home. There's not enough time, unfortunately, as the 10-minute shot clock is coming down the wire. But any of you, and if you can, get a hold of the wonderful work, one of my favorites, Tales of the Holocaust, Yaffa Eliach. It's a very powerful story about the importance of good morning. The story is called Good Morning, Herr Müller. It's on page 129 in the book, Tales of the Holocaust. I encourage you to take a look there. But again, I speak from the bottom of my heart when I say that this is such a critical point, such a critical mission, such a serious thing that Shammai is teaching us, Mikabel as kol adam, Meseiver panim yafas, to treat another person properly is one thing. But indeed, to say hello, to say good morning, to show the white of your teeth, to care about another individual, the length and the depth and the breadth and the success and the importance of it is so wonderful. Let us all think about it, consider the words of Shammai, and put it into action by saying hello, greeting others with proper salutations, with a smile and a good word.